Alright, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, both less filling and great tasting people, it is Monday. Monday, October 29th, coming up on Halloween. This is Mr. Skullhead coming to you live from the new satellite office for Kingdom of Loathing, located in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's right, I've moved myself and all of my wonderful toys all the way here. Drove across country with three cats and a wife, and the wife was great, and two of the three cats were all right, and the third one, when he wasn't peeing on me, he was freaking out, and it really made me look forward to having children, because at least when they pee on you, it doesn't smell quite as bad. But here we are in Minneapolis. I'm sitting in the basement of my new home. Yes, I'm a homeowner. And putting the homo in homeowner, actually. And I've got a little office space down here. Got all of my toys and stuffed animals and various KOL accoutrements around me. And originally, the plan for this evening was to Skype Jick in. But Jick is apparently having connection issues of his own. So we may not hear from him tonight. If we don't, rest assured I will answer your questions to the best of my ability. I don't know if that's really going to make you feel better about things at all, but I am on the case. And I'm going to try and do a solid hour of chat and then some music and then another solid hour of chat. Well, probably 45 minutes of chat, whatever. But you can send in your questions if you're listening to me live. Send them as private messages to Radio Bugbear. And hopefully, since we really did Dick for system announcements, hopefully there will be enough questions for me to continue to talk for the rest of the show. If there's not, I can always play some Christian rap, because I always keep some in reserve just in case. All right, let's get into your questions. Right now, we got Lork says, I must say, I think that's how Lork talks, and we'll try it. I must say, when NS13 rolled around, I was surprised that the NPZR wasn't toned down. Never does the same move twice in one combat. I believe he's referring to the new strategy that people are using to use the NPZR to farm meat, which is a curious strategy for me. It seems like kind of the same thing as stasis. You push the combat out to as many rounds as you can, waiting for the 5 or 10 meat that the NPZR spits out. And honestly, I don't think that's a disturbing strategy that we need to address. I don't see that as game-breaking. I mean, the thing about stasis was it was kind of the only, not the only, but it was one of the best strategies to play the entire game, to get, be as speedy as you want to be. So it seemed a lot more necessary, really, than meat farming. Meat farming is kind of marginal, you know, it's on the periphery. It's not the entire game. So when the only way to be really, really good at the entire game was this long and tedious strategy, we're like, okay, we don't want to force, quote-unquote, people who want to be the best of the best of the best to have to use this boring-ass strategy. But if it's meat farming, and like, well, the only way to get the most out of your meat farming is to use an NPZR and do this kind of tedious thing, I'm kind of okay with that, because you don't have to meat farm. You could donate for Mr. Accessories and sell them. That's what I would suggest, personally, as a disinterested party. But, yeah, meat farming is even more optional than being speedy at the game. And I feel like people who set that challenge for themselves it's okay to have them be stuck with some tedious tasks. I'm not going to lose any sleep over that. So that is why we didn't do anything about the NPZR. Fred Levi says, hey, I love this holiday. Presumably talking about Jarlsberg's Day. If I can just take a moment for myself here. The reason we got the new holidays in is because we got the KOL calendar done. And I'm glad that you're enjoying the holiday. Thank you very much for that. And the KOL calendar is something that I am just freaking thrilled actually came to fruition. I want to say, like, I did it all by myself. But, you know, that was my original plan. I thought, well, I'll hold a contest, and I'll put them together, and then I'll get the calendar printed, and nobody can say boo about it. But what really happened was I held a contest, and people turned in amazing art. Like 30 people, with every single one of them blew me away. And it was really difficult to pick just 12 to put in the calendar. Then, having done that, we all brainstormed the holidays. I wrote the description text for all of them. And then Riff spent hours laying out the calendar and making sure the moon phases were right and making sure that, you know, that everything lined up. And he made it absolutely beautiful. And after that, Zlyania now has to find a place to store them and has to ship all the orders. So I created a lot of work for everybody. We're not making a mint off of these calendars, really. But it's so worth it. You guys, if you have any desire for a calendar on your wall, let it be this one. Not only is the artwork beautiful, the calendar is really high quality, which we kind of lucked out on. And I mean, it has the moon phases and the holidays and everything on it. But really, it just tickles me, man. This, like, 8.5 by 11 pictures of fan art that, I don't know, they make me smile. Most of the pictures are such that every time you look at them, you'll see something different. And tons of little details in there. And it is a product that I am 100% satisfied with. And I'm so, so happy that we did it. So, if you want to see when the holidays are coming up, and you want to read a little bit text about all the holidays in advance, and you need something to keep track of important dates in your life, I hope you go on dates. I really hope you do. Please do give this calendar a shot, because it is well worth the $10 that it will cost you to get it. So, yeah, I just wanted to use that question to say I am so jazzed about the damn calendar. It's so awesome. Yeah, you can get a pretty decent sneak peek at what kind of images you're going to see if you go to store.asymmetric.net and take a look at them. Awesome calendar. Oh, we got the buttons in the store now. I'm sorry, I've been kind of out of the loop for a solid 2 weeks with the move and everything, so I'm looking at the store and going, oh, we got all the shirts in. We got all this. Yeah, yeah. Go buy some of our stuff. We don't really make a lot of money off the store, but the store is primarily there for you guys and to provide me with a cheap, meaning-free source of t-shirts for my day-to-day life. So there you go. Let's see. Oh, I need to pop up a document so that I can make a list of to-do stuff for Jick. So, Jick loves it when I tell him what to do. ACM says, it feels to me like there's a gap in food availability between, say, level 5, where you can mine the kitchen for reagent pasta stuff, or maybe 8. And ever. There's nothing that a regular non-superhuman pasta mancer can work with after that to fuel levels 9 to 11. That's a big gap. Could there be some additional pasta workable ingredients in the middle there to keep you going? I do feel like maybe there should be some extra recipes and whatnot in the middle there. Probably not just pasta mancer friendly. It would be nice to have more mid-level foods that anybody could make, too. ACM talking about the nerf of the MPZR. Jake may have said something different. Like, maybe he wants to nerf it. I don't see really the point. But, says, try to find a way to nerf pesky farming that doesn't totally trash down all the utility of these familiars. For example, I think I ran almost exclusively with a Kokobo back in my early days. In part because the early meat gains were so useful to a newbie character, if you shift that to a percentage gain, it's a lot less interesting as a strategic choice, especially for casual players. Maybe there's a way to make these familiars afraid of the mine, or otherwise limit their stupid use, or just ignore it because the use to non-idiots is worth protecting. I am leaning towards just ignoring it because the use to non-idiots is worth protecting. I wouldn't call meat farmers idiots, you know. They're they've picked a part of the game that they want to extensively strategize, and they're doing it. And that's okay. I don't quite get it. I don't know why you would... how the most fun you have at a game is making it so it's not fun to do anymore. Like, I don't... I mean, to the point where I don't understand automating it. Like, when you get the best that you can be at Kingdom of Loathing, Grease Monkey is playing 99% of your turns for you. It doesn't really make sense to me. But, you know, if that's the way that people enjoy the game, then they're welcome to do it that way. Shouldn't really expect us to design from that standpoint, though, as people have found out. The World of Square says, I know how much an altruistic group of men such as yourselves loves to help out other people with absolutely no potential gain whatsoever, so I have an offer for you. I want to make a Zork-style text adventure game, but I am not very creative and have a nasty tendency of procrastinating and being lazy. Do any of you want to help? Probably not for a little while. I have a substantial amount of writing on my plate, and I'm pretty sure Riff is the same way. So, I would suggest that, figure out whether you're a coder or a writer. If you're a writer, get yourself a coder. If you're a coder, get yourself a writer. If you're like half of each, get somebody else who's half of each, and maybe you can... I mean, you can do what Chick and I did to start Kingdom of Loathing. You can go to a bar, if you're of legal age to go to bars, and have 6 or 7 beers, and just talk about what you want your text adventure to be like. Let's see, what else is... C.D. Moyer says, is it just Scully on the radio? People are very confused about the MPZR flip-flop. I apologize. Keep in mind that Kingdom of Loathing is not a single corporate entity. This is something that Jake and I haven't discussed. My opinion on it is I really don't care if people are using the MPZR to farm meat. Jake is probably more inclined to throw content at it and solve it. But rest assured that whatever we figure out, it will be something that keeps the familiar fun for the people who aren't quote-unquote exploiting it. So, neither of us on our shows are laying down gospel. You know, it's not like everything that comes out of our mouths on the show, on these shows, is some kind of statement of policy and purpose. We're kicking around ideas, and sometimes I'll kick one to Jick and he'll kick it back in a completely different way. So if I contradict Jick, then that only tells you that there's some disagreement in the camp. If, all things being equal, what Jick wants, Jick is going to get, but he's not impervious to being talked to. So I wouldn't expect everything he says to come to pass either. Just, you know, let's all stay loose. There's no reason to be confused. Like they said, they weren't going to change it. Now they are going to change it. Like, no. That means that changing it or not changing it is still under discussion. We're all going to be like little Fonzies here. Let's see. Dr. Van Mojo says, if you're not going to realize the plan of making Heartbreaker's Hotel a zone intended to balance out the classes rather than making it a place to rest, could you at least make it a zone you could adventure in, like the logging camp or the Thunderdome? Well, take that under consideration, Dr. Van Mojo. Thank you, as always, for your insight. Sigh. Putneska says, for the MPZR, Kokobo Nerf maybe set a maximum meat it can give per combat. Make each meat drop less than last, dropping off quickly, such that extending combat doesn't give much more meat than a 7-round combat. And you never get more than a leprechaun anyway. I would support maybe just having the thing run out of meat 7 rounds into combat. And just having it... Yeah, I would support some kind of just it's completely out of meat after 7 rounds, or, you know, however many rounds. And just from that point on, if it rolls that action, it just doesn't do anything. And, you know, I'd be fine with that. I think that most people who are playing the game in a normal fashion wouldn't even notice that, while the people who are farming will get hit directly. I'm actually trying to search for NPCR just to see the adventure text. It's been a while since I've used one. I can close Skype because I don't think Jack's showing up. Not his fault. The man's got no nets. Okay. I hate it when Cold Front is slow, because it's like the part of my brain where I store most KOL stuff is Cold Front. Yeah, so we get Familiar shambles up to your opponent with a growl and bites him on the head. He seems a little dazed by the experience. You hear a faint howling of wind, and Name suddenly appears out of the shadows, holding your opponent's meat pouch. You gain some meat. Instead, we can have something like Name shambles up to your opponent with a growl and bites him on the head, blah, blah, blah. He appears out of the shadows, holding your opponent's meat pouch, but unfortunately, his meat pouch is empty. You know, something like that. Something that will indicate that you're not going to get any more meat this combat. That makes good sense. It would be kind of funny, actually, if you could get... If after, like, round 7, the meat that it gave you extra was just meat that came off the total of meat you would get at the end. I think that would be fun. Hagula says, regarding your complaints about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, oh man, I should listen to Thursday's show. If you go to see it with the right people, as I just did, it's basically the cinematic equivalent to Bum Rape Island. Yeah, whatever. I'm one of the few people who thinks the Rocky Horror Picture Show is a good movie that's enjoyable to watch. And I started watching it before I knew that people went and saw it live. And I just really enjoyed it because it aimed to be a kind of parody, weird satire of a B-movie, as well as being a B-movie, as well as being a musical. And I think the music's really good, the songs are fun, and the tone is just perfect. It's hard to make something campy on purpose, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show is campy, and it is on purpose, and that's amazing. So the theater experience was fun for me after I learned that it existed, but it was primarily because I got to go see the movie, you know, and see it acted out live with a bunch of people who were enjoying themselves. So, I don't know, I don't think it's a horrible movie that you go to make fun of. I think it's a great movie that's even more fun because you get to MST3K it all the way through. And, you know, I like it. I'm probably going to go see it on Saturday night in Columbus, and it's been a while since I've seen it in the theater. That makes me happy. Sex Factory says, donating things to the clan stash is a real pain in the ass. Would it be possible to make it more like the autosell menu? You could put an option in the account menu for a complex and simple mode for all the crazy people who think the current system is convenient. That's an excellent suggestion, Sex Factory. Sex Factory. Jesus. It just reminds me of Kinky Sex Mace. Old school player who was about 16, came to KOL Con Carne in San Francisco in 2004 with his mother. And she was also a player and had her own player name, but we all called her Kinky Sex Mace's Mom. And after a while, she's like, stop calling me Kinky Sex Mace's Mom. Why the hell is his name Kinky Sex Mace? And I'm like, I don't know. He's your kid. Sonna Beckett says, the haunted bathroom could use a bounty item. It seems to be the only zone with no reason to adventure in it. Perhaps a chip piece of porcelain for the tub. You could include a reference to Guybrush Threepwood's insatiable fear of porcelain for it. No, yeah, something. Something. I think more bounties would probably be a good idea. Not sure how that works out balance-wise, but we'll look into it. Lagomorpho says, any chance you'll ever have 6 pint glasses with the classes on them in the store? We thought about that, and we thought about switching the genders on the shot glasses, even though the female disco bandit is the best picture, you know, and so... if we did that, we would retire the Adventurer's U pint glasses for a while, probably, because adding more stuff to the inventory is gonna really give Zlaini a fits. We're almost out of room to store the inventory that we have, so having to stock two different kinds of pint glasses and wrap them in different sets is not going to be very popular with her. So I would say maybe in the future, but maybe when we run out of pint glasses again, that's something we can look at. I mean, keep in mind, the best way to ensure that you see different merchandise in the store is to buy all the merchandise that's in the store. I know, it's a completely shameless hustlery from me, but it's true. We tend to put more stuff in the store as we sell out of stuff in the store. Missing No says the next appearance of the trader should have himself spectral transporters, which warp you into the pickle factory for one turn. I don't know. We want to bring the pickle factory back. Honestly, we do. And have to figure out a way to do it. I know it would make it less special if it appeared in a reasonably predictable way. But maybe it should. Maybe. In anything, there's no such thing as a random interval that's automatically generated. That's the problem. We could tell the computer, wait at least 10 days, then pick a number between 1 and 6, and blah, blah, blah. It would be fun to have it come back in. The question, though, is, the Pickle Factory was designed primarily for a pre-ascension world, where we just made it a ridiculously high level to get into. Well, not ridiculously high, but higher than you would get to in normal gameplay. And now, with the Ascension world, we run the risk of a lot of people not being able to get into it, or a lot of people keeping a multi at a high level just in case it comes back. So, if you have any ideas on how to combat that, do we make it scaling? Or do we just say tough shit? I don't know. We can discuss that further if you want to send some comments, and I'll be getting to them soon. Fury Prime says make Navi as an 8-bit familiar from Legend of Zelda. It could increase item drops, give useless advice, and say, "Hey, listen!" after every sentence in the game and everything you say in chat. Its equipment could be a gag. Yeah, good old Navi. Hey, listen! Hey, listen! Listen. Istanbul says, please add mine to the list of voices clamoring for some kind of fix for Black Pepper. The egg is added an entire day to this run, which is bad when you consider that I average about 150 adventures daily in my runs. And offers a couple of fixes. We'll take a look at that. Sure. I think putting it in some kind of zapping set is probably a decent fix. Maybe we should do that. Rickett asks if we change the description of the knob mushroom, because it can also grow in the knoll. That is true. LOTE says, hey, thanks for the cool new stuff in the store. How about selling some of those level 30 trophies there, too? That'd be kind of funny to just make little trophies. Because the level 30 trophies tend to look like... they look like those kind of like etched in glass things. That would be entertaining. Possibly more trouble than it's worth, but entertaining. Southwest says, the fact that every sixth adventure at the Oasis is wasted getting re-ultra-hydrated really bugs me. I think it irks some others, so could it be changed that after getting ultra-hydrated, each combat adventure in the Oasis has a turn of ultra-hydrated? If the effect wore off, then you'd get the glug, glug, glug adventure again. This would make it less of a pain to adventure there. In the past, Jick has said that having to keep yourself hydrated is just a side effect of choosing to adventure a lot in that zone. Like, if you're going to farm palm fronds, you got to stay hydrated. What if... what if there were... a potion or something you could get that'd give you extra of Ultra Hydrated or an outfit. What do you think about that? What if we had a still suit, say, that took up your... an outfit that took, like, all of your accessory slots and your pants and your hat, but kept you hydrated the whole time? Would that be a useful trade-off? Or would it not be? Would it at least... would people choose it? That's the important thing to think about. Dear Sire asks for use multiples to the Pork Elf Goody Sack and the Bad Moon Reward Sack. Inferno Hero says to pump up Seal Clevers, why don't you make the legendary epic weapon and give LTS the property to always hit? That would be kind of nice, actually. I'll suggest that. Gluzbenut1 says, is a carbonated water lily a carbonated water lily or a carbonated water lily? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that it is a flower that has carbonation in it rather than a flower that grows in carbonated water. Oh, shit. Yoshimon2K says, have you considered having an MMG-style game using Filthy Lucre as the currency? Oh, man, that would be great. No, we're certainly not going to do that. Uncle Club says, any chance of a special Bad Moon adventure for anti-cheese, because it's hard to get a goat in Bad Moon. So, we'll think about it. Let's see. Noob says, this question might be really stupid, but how does an RNG work? How can a computer be random? It can't. It's pseudo-random. It's like a dice roll. It's still... its randomness is still tied to probability. To sound any smarter about that, I would have to spend about 10 minutes with Wikipedia. Beelzebub says, hey, why are some of the erudite gremlins still breaking the grammar with their indirect direct object confusion? I would wager that half of the erudite gremlins are exhibiting that behavior, and that I can fix that in approximately 30 seconds. Go. Alright. Fixed. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Nilosia asks for a familiar for your offhand. No, that seems kind of weird, holding a familiar in your offhand. I mean, there could be an offhand item that's an animal, but it wouldn't be a familiar. It would be something else. It would be an animal that sits on your hand that's not a familiar. You couldn't be familiar with it at all. Parafert says, how many consolation ribbons are there in the kingdom, and why aren't they tradable? I may be able to look at how many consolation ribbons there are. And I can tell you that they're not tradable because they're given as rewards for usually extra game stuff, like metagame stuff. And it just seems like if you get a reward for, like, winning a contest, like a contest that Jick runs and he gives you a consolation ribbon, you shouldn't be able to give that to anybody else. It's like if you get your 3D glasses from going to Comic-Con and you use the code and get the glasses, you shouldn't give the glasses to anybody else because what use do they have for it? Wow, that failed. Am I still broadcasting? Yep. Okay, interesting. I do not think this tool works the way that I want it to. No, it certainly doesn't. Okay, I can't tell you how many are in the kingdom, but that is why they're not tradable. Seal Clubber for Life says, how does the game decide what effects are listed first? And I believe that is their number in the effects table. Boozer Frog says, make the Mr. A tradable in Mr. Store. The Canadian dollar is more than US now. It costs more for a Mr. A now. No, only Mr. Accessories are tradable in Mr. Store. If you want to trade in Mr. Store, you get yourself a Mr. Accessory. I don't know. I mean, I think the reason that people buy Mr. A's is not to use them, but because they're funny. If you really want to trade your Mr. A for a Mr. Accessory, you can do that fairly easily by selling it in the mall for $5 million, and you'll make, like, $750,000 when you buy your Mr. Accessory. So, they're tradable. I think that kind of fixes that problem. It really blows my mind, by the way, that Canada's money is more powerful than ours. Go Republicans! Red Arrow says, ridiculously high-level content could be useful for the scaling Crimbo content, too. There's a point where the weapons don't deal enough damage to the scaled HP. Yeah, that is true. I think we ought to cap the scaling monsters, just so that doesn't happen. This Crimbo, we'll see what, Jake knows more about that than I do. We'll see. He also says, I was listening to Thursday's show, I thought the ferrets thing was an XKCD thing. Yeah, there are ferrets with wings in XKCD too, which is kind of weird, but Sluggy Freelance is where I got my winged ferrets. Because I was reading Sluggy way before I got into XKCD. I'm pretty sure, in fact, that XKCD got that from Sluggy Freelance. I'm willing to bet. Huh. I'm surprised he didn't say. Into the Wumpus says, I hate DRM. Do you hate DRM? Yes, I absolutely hate DRM. Digital rights management. You know, now that Amazon has opened their MP3 store, I don't think I will ever have DRM on my music again. Like, I'm not buying any more music from iTunes now that I can get it as regular fucking MP3s that I can broadcast from Amazon. So, I think they're finally figuring it out, and I think iTunes soon is going to do away with theirs. But, what happens is, like, I wanted... Okay, the other day, my mother-in-law called, and she needed a song for a presentation she was doing at work. And it wasn't a song that I was ever going to listen to or wanted to have in my collection. So, it wasn't anything that I already have. I tried three different sites to download, just to download a song that I could send to her and have her play it. But Yahoo Music and iTunes and one other one just... wouldn't let me pay them a dollar for this song and have me be able to use it the way that I wanted to use it. So, I ended up stealing it, BitTorrenting it. It's like, hell, I hated to do it, but, I tried to give these guys a dollar and nobody wanted my dollar. So, yeah, I think DRM's on the way out. now that they're... I mean, when Napster was around, people were like, nobody's ever going to pay for music again if they can get it for free. And then it was like, oh, people will pay for music if they have, you know, more reliable source for it. They can get it quickly. Everything's going to be properly tagged. They'll pay for the... They'll still pay for music. But the entire industry is going to go down the shithole if we don't limit their rights to make it even more restrictive than owning a CD. And now they're going, hey, the music industry is going to go down the shithole if we keep restricting the ways that people use their music, because people have multiple devices that they want to play their music on, and they want to play it on their podcast, and they want to fucking Gmail it to somebody. And me Gmailing somebody the new Kanye West single is not going to bankrupt Kanye. That person is going to possibly listen to that single and check out the whole album and pay $10 for it. So, yeah, I think DRM is done. And that makes me happy. And by the way, I don't know what's with me at this point, but I did get the new Kanye West album, and it's really damn good. And I don't necessarily like gangster rap or anything, but I wanted some... I like rap, as a general rule, if it's smart and well-produced, and wanted to have some rap that wasn't nerdcore, and thought I'd give it a shot, and it's freaking good. It surprises me. And so I got his previous album, and it's freaking good. He's not as smart as I don't know, like Jurassic 5 or anything, but Kanye's alright. Just because it's on MTV doesn't mean it sucks, but the music show's tomorrow, sorry. Perifert says, on a show a few weeks ago, you mentioned the possibility of reopening one-time areas. How about putting them in Valhalla? It would be like your character was haunting the areas. That's kind of interesting. I think we want to do something a little bit different with it, though. And, you know, some kind of time warp, flux capacitor, you know, something. Mr. Skullhead says, Biscuit Forest, I don't understand your unnatural fear of Wisconsin. You just hate Wisconsinites because we drive through the stop-and-go lights on the way to the time machine next to the bubbler. What? I don't know. I do have an unnatural fear of Wisconsin. I fear that as soon as I get there, somebody's going to hand me a giant foam wedge of cheese to put on my head. And I'll start talking weird, and I'll never get out. And that frightens me a little bit. But I will say, Wisconsin just passed a law that enables grocery stores to hand out free samples up to a shot of hard liquor. So you could walk through a grocery store in Wisconsin, and someone could just be like, hey, have you tried this new tequila? Here you go. And actually, hey, have you tried this new tequila? Here you go. And hand it to you, and you would just drink it right there in the store. So I have a lot of newfound respect for Wisconsin and their cheeses. The great state of Vermont will not apologize for its cheeses. Fred Levi says, KOL has an Encyclopedia Dramatica article. So mean, but I guess every article there is negative. You know what? Fuck 4chan and fuck /B. That... if ever there was a more useless group of people on the internet, I have not heard of it. I would rather hang out in a room full of Second Life playing furry vor tentacle rapists than hang out in a room full of the dregs of fucking 4chan. Just people who... I don't know. It strikes me as a remarkably immature pose that they strike, that, like, nothing is shocking, everything is here for us to make fun of, any sincere emotion is worth mocking, anybody who is slightly different than us is worth mocking. It's just like combining the disaffected teenager pose with the bullying that they can't do in real life because they're fucking pathetic in real life. And tired of being bullied and figured out that the internet is a safe place to try and make people feel like shit. So, yeah, I would not mourn if all of them were nuked from orbit, just to be sure. And the 3 minutes I spent on Encyclopedia Dramatica made me so angry that I just wanted to punch somebody. Yeah, fuck 4chan. I am Super Combustas. Why is the gauntlet challenge in the basement so difficult? I mean, I know it can't be easy, but it seems to be the only problem in the basement that can't be solved by expending a lot of resources. You pretty much need to have the hide skills and towel perms, don't you? No. No, not necessarily. You can do it. I've done it several times with just damage absorbing equipment and just ratcheting up your HP as high as you can get it. So, adjust your strategy. Noob says, how can I get this girl to like me? She's into Terry Pratchett books and exotic cheeses. Any advice? Ask her what her favorite Terry Pratchett book is. And if she's picks a book that's not your favorite, don't say, God, you like that book. Just tell her what your favorite book is. And maybe you could strike up a conversation about Terry Pratchett. And that would lead to a conversation about life and art. And, ask the girl what her favorite Terry Pratchett book is and just listen to her. Ask her why she likes it. Ask more questions before you state your opinions. And just keep listening and keep asking questions. And before too long, you'll be naked. Antipode says, finally someone... Or Antipode, sorry. Says, finally someone else shares my 4chan view. Cheers, Scully. Yeah, I don't know. What makes me the maddest about 4chan is that you can't berate them because they don't care. There's no way to, it's all OMG, it's the internet, lol. How can you be offended by something that happened on the internet? It's your fault if we piss you off. And it's like, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. Except find them and physically hurt them. Not that I'm suggesting that anybody should do that. Please don't harm any 4chan viewers. But yeah, there are some people, like Tex Murph and Lilac, seem to enjoy 4chan. But fortunately, they know better than to bring any of that shit into our game. So I've had a really good time hanging out with them because they seem to get it. I don't want to hear about 4chan. I don't want that attitude in my chat, and thankfully, they get it. So, I guess there can be good people who browse the site, but the mentality of that entire place is fucking obnoxious. They need to be beaten. Glebe says, why are you wearing that stupid bugbear suit? Why are you wearing that stupid human suit? Yeah, so I have the toy of... It's like a 12-inch... toy of Frank the Bunny from Donnie Darko over there in the corner of the office. But he has his human head on because the bunny head, it just freaks you out. Every time I look over there, I was freaking out. No diggity. Istanbul says, did I just say no diggity? Oh my god. Anyway, Istanbul says, are there going to be any special in-game events for Halloween beyond the usual trick-or-treating? Oh, you have no idea. Naked Jew says, the new KOL store merchandise is great, thank you. I brought 2 shirts and a calendar, finally a chance to give you people money for material goods. Yeah, that's always fun, isn't it? But yeah, the 2 shirts and the calendar are actually my favorite items in the store right now. So. Yeah. Beelzebub says, why does the dodecapede in the Daily Dungeon have 16 legs? Really? Far out. No, he doesn't. He has 12 legs. Are you counting the mandibles? I guess if you thought the mandibles were 2 more legs on each side, that would be 16 legs. He's got 6 legs on a side. You're high, dude. That's like the 8 beers in a 6-pack. Wow, that was quiet. Japalicia says, given how low you guys have been running on questions lately, I ask the following. Who are the attractive models wearing the new t-shirts in the Store of Loathing? Well, let's have a look, shall we? actually think I don't know who two of those people are. Let's see. So the pretentious artist, whose name is Roy. Modeling the sword martini guy shirt, we have Roy's friend and Roy's friend. Modeling the minimalist shirt, we have Roy's friend and Roy, the pretentious artist himself. Modeling the vicious Naga shirt, we have Yarik the Real Bad and Roy's friend. Modeling the saber-toothed lime shirt, we have Roy's friend and Dick Van Dyke's grandson, who's also Roy's friend. Modeling the saber-toothed lime shirt, we have Phoenix and Jake. Modeling the bugbear shirt, Roy's friend and Roy's friend, I think. And modeling the disco bandit shirt, we have Roy's friend. Over on Roy's website, fuzzyballsapparel.com, you can actually see me modeling t-shirts, which I suppose is not as big of a draw as me modeling not wearing a t-shirt. Worth checking out, though. Pondra says, I thought you might want to know that the Store of Loathing has a spelling error with the new KOL buttons. Instead of saber-toothed lime, it says sare-toothed lime. No, that particular lime is actually sare-toothed. It's not saber-toothed at all. For a minute there, I thought he was saying there's a typo on the buttons. Then I realized that there is not any text on the buttons. So, I'll put that in. We'll get that fixed, Pondra. Thank you. Badgerus says, Mr. Skullhead, is that you really you singing Sweet Transvestite? Because that is just damn incredible. Can you play it? I suppose I could, gosh, you guys. Yeah, that is actually me. And thank you. I thought it went well. If you're at Columbus, the Columbus meet that's coming up at the end of this week, and you're there on Friday night and you go to karaoke, you'll probably hear me sing that live and in person. Do try to contain yourself. Let's see. Lislar, I see you're a problem, and I will forward that to Jake. Especially so that he may fix it for you. And Conrado says, do I send a question right now? Apparently you do. Great, now we're getting into the questions that were sent after I made the announcement. Texmurf says the sticky hands effect doesn't appear to do anything. You have sticky hands effect. Yeah, you should wash them. Wasted Space says, why can't we have custom items like we have custom avatars? Because custom items are a little too involved, and we don't want players creating that kind of content. We want to create them ourselves, and we want to save custom items just to give out randomly as we see fit. Whew. Ponjo says, so, Mr. Skullhead, are you excited about the new Mario game that is coming out in November? You could cut ice with these nipples. I am so excited about the Mario game that's coming out in November. Because it looks like they went back more to the Mario 64 kind of thing. Because, let's be honest here, Super Mario Sunshine sucked. It was too hard. It was more of a... It didn't feel like a Mario game. Like, when I'm playing a Mario game, I want to be running around and jumping around and hitting things with my head and getting coins. I don't want to be piloting some faggoty thing made out of water cannons. It's just, yeah, no fun. So, I have very high hopes for Mario Galaxy. Well, I think. So, it looks like we're about ready to have dinner. So, join me, won't you? Actually, you probably can't join me, and there's really not enough for me to share. But, yeah, let's go ahead and take 10-15 minutes, and I'll be back on in a few.
See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down, because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite, pro-transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you around, maybe play you a sound. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Oh, if you want something visual, it's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves mover. Well, I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? See, we're both in a bit of a hurry. We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry. Well, you got caught with a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite, oh, transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night, or maybe a bite? I could show you my favorite possession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for a leaving man. Attention, I'm a sweet transvestite, pro transsexual Transylvania. Hit it, hit it! I'm just a sweet transvestite, pro transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Them baby go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm wise, just try to make me go to rehab. I won't go, 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 go.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the seventh inning stretch.
Most of my days chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air."
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack. And my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody. Got nothing in my pocket. Get of love.
And then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said I might as well kick it. First class show, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the first two people lying. Oh, I have to do this cool cat. I don't think so. When I get there, I hope to pretend. Oh, the Prince of Bel-Air.
I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like the king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing.
Oh, you're my darling. Sitting in my feet, watching me.
Like a cop standing there with my name out. I ain't trying to get arrested yet, I just got here. I sprang with it, just like lightning disappeared. I went to more cab, and when it came near, the lights and places stretching it and dicing the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was clear, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel-Air!
Can't get my baby.
and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play.
Tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Looks like Axel.
Turn the music up in the headphones.
Looks like Axel.
Boy, young. You're right here.
Looks like Axel.
Now, yeah.
Now I'm broadcasting back on. Ah, sorry about that drop there. I have no idea what happened. Something went awry going out of the music and back into the mic. That's why I hate Winamp. Riff says he heard at least to the end of the song, so I don't know. I wasn't sure when I dropped it, so might as well start anew. Kethoff says, this is Sparta! Sorry, that's as Sparta! Anyone else see the premiere of Robot Chicken, or the new Robot Chicken, last night? Because that was great. That's as Martha! Yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, Reverend Noodleson says, dear Chicken Co., will the next item of the month be on time? Can we have a preview of what it will be? It will be an item not a familiar. It will probably not be right on time. Might need a couple of extra days for it. Zortag says, I'm currently eating pasta with pesto in it, and it is great. Yes, yes it is. You should add basil to the game so we can eat pesto in-game as well. We should add basil of Baker Street. That would be great. Starker says, whatever happened to Brother Mollusk of the Deep Fat Friars? I thought he was funny. We might have lost that content when we put in something new. We meaning people who are not me. There's that whole thing about Brother Mollusk. Oh, we have Brother Flying Burrito. Nice. Brother Corsican and Brother Smothers. Nice. Very nice. These are neat, though. The other brothers? Yeah. I don't miss Brother Mollusk at all. Fineldar says, and when your kids pee on you as opposed to your cats, as I was saying before, you're allowed to hit them. I don't know if you're allowed to hit them. I don't know if I would hit someone for peeing on me. I might pee on someone for hitting me, but that would probably just cause them to hit me more. Let's see. We got a new question. SF4Lark says, what are your favorite jokes in KOL? The one that makes me laugh every single time is one that Riff wrote, and it's the Do Geese See God adventure. When he says, here, take a gander. Not me, put me down. You know, which is, it's hilarious. I love it. Yeah, the Do Geese See God adventure is the one that makes me laugh every time. My other favorites are the descriptions for the cupcakes, which Riff also wrote, and which are hilarious. I can't really say what my favorite thing that I wrote was. I think recently the favorite thing that I wrote was the whole Ancient Mariner, Pirates of the Caribbean thing. That you best start believing in romantic poems, adventurer. You're in one. Yeah, I amused myself greatly with that stuff. Right, Hogula says the NPZR spits out several hundred meat per action, not 5 or 10. Right. So, I still feel like we could make it... We could nerf it without nerfing the amount of meat it drops each action. Just decrease the number of actions. Maybe we should make it do, like, 2 more things. Let's see, Istanbul says, what do you do in situations of internal disconnect? On the last show, Jake said the MPZR situation needs to be addressed. You seem to disagree. Well, usually what happens is Jake explains to me why I don't know what I'm talking about. On the rare occasions that I do know what I'm talking about, and we both have valid points, we just kind of talk it out until we're done talking, and then we move along. Beelzebub says, why is Jarlsberg pronounced with a Y? I don't know. Jarlsberg cheese is pronounced with a Y, and that's why our Jarlsberg is, so... Something is wrong with the Swedes. I think it's from, like, Norway or something, where you get, like, Fjord and Bjorn and that Y-J thing. KOL Wiki says about the Nemesis quest, this quest is currently unavailable, it has been removed for revamping within S13, will be re-implemented once it's completed, any idea when it's going to be? We're not in a big hurry with that. We want to do it, but it's, you know, it may be longer than shorter. I can't even say in general when it's going to be finished, but it shall be at some point. Grethko says, wow, something just went really weird in my ear. Oh, phones, there we go. Grethko says, what the hell just happened? Grethko says, why isn't any of Aggro Badger's art in the calendar? I thought he won. Let me tell you who all's in the calendar. I mean, every single entry was worth having in the calendar. It's just the way that it shook out. We voted in the office. We had five different people voting, and the ones that we ended up with as the popular favorites ended up getting put in. And those who didn't get in, it wasn't because they weren't any good. It was because so many people were good. We have Snarls, Absolutely Bill, Sir Jeffrey Visseldorf, Master Bates, Learn, Twixter Nethers, who I believe goes by a different name in game, but I can't remember what it is, Southwest, Evil Metal Dork, Nurayan, Bright Meadow, Falamar, and Xanthia were the winners of the calendar contest. And next year, we're going to do it all again, and probably earlier in the year. Yeah. It was so weird. I thought, if I have July as my end date for this contest, surely I can get the calendars done by September. And it just didn't happen. Like, they promised a week turnaround to print them, but that was once we get all the stuff to, once I get all the files to them, and they send me the file back, and I approve it as a proof, and then they start working, then it's a week, and then they ship them. So, it was more like 2 weeks, and it took for goddamn ever, but it was so very worth it. Now, Aggro Badger was another one. He turned in an awesome entry, and I think he's a hell of an artist, but he didn't end up getting in. G-God says, why the hell can't I buff you? Because I don't need buffs. And people are going to be inclined to buff me because I'm an admin, and they, you know, maybe they want to say thank you, maybe they want to curry favor, whatever. And they're just going to be wasting their buffs. I mean, I don't need them. I'm fine. Really. I'm good. So we made it so that people couldn't waste their buffs on me. Let's see. Valley Elf wants the display case shelves rearranged. Good luck with that one. We've been knocking on that door for a year now, at least. Badger says, Mr. Skullhead, if someone keeps bothering you about having sex, will you tell them to go make a spreadsheet? Use Excel. I might. I just might. If somebody was concerned about the efficiency and frequency of their sexual encounters and wouldn't shut up about it, I might ask them to make a spreadsheet so they would know exactly what they're talking about. Sure. Fideldar says, the museum is filling up. Will the council be having a fundraiser to fund more additions to the museum? That's a thought, isn't it? What the hell is the museum? Clicking around. Canada Museum. Wow, that is really full. Look at all the things that... Goodness. We can have one more meat sink. And that's it. I am Super Combust says, could you maybe add some sort of mini quest to Heartbreaker's Hotel? Maybe you could solve a mystery. Maybe we could all be hotel detectives. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Whatever. Fideldar and Valley Elf both agree with me on Rocky Horror, which is kind of groovy. So does Harry. That's kind of cool. Ominous Jackal says, in the Drowsy Swords description, it says, imagine what it could do if it were fully awake. Will it ever be possible to wake it up? No, because then it wouldn't be palindromic anymore. Elwyn says, I would love a way to group items in the clan stash in the closet to filter for specific types of items. The lists just get massively long and hard to find what you're looking for. I could see doing that, like a drop down to select food, booze, equipment, and then it would only display the things in that category. Not a bad idea. Istanbul says, why not have the spectral pickle factory scale? Zortag says, scaling pickle factory would be awesome. Yeah, why not? Yeah. There is kind of a divide, though, people, when we have scaling monsters. Should we cap the scaling or should we not? Because, you know, we don't want people to be able to power level faster than other people can without getting the pickle factory. And you know, something we have to think about, since the basement is an important part of some people's enjoyment of the game. So, yeah, personally, I'm stuck on level 72 of the basement. Istanbul says nobody would use a still suit that occupied virtually every slot, because then we wouldn't be able to effectively adventure in that zone until after we need to. Also, it's not really about people who choose to farm that zone. The level 11 quest demands that you do so on several occasions. Two occasions, maybe? I'm going to suggest that non-combats, he says, should not use up turns of Ultra Hydrated to defray the adventure sinking a little bit without encouraging farming too much. Perhaps. Zortag says the black pepper is already part of his app set, so clearly that solution is not a good solution, and we'll figure something else out. Jose Cuervo says, could you make the wormwood items an outfit? We've been meaning to. We have an outfit name for it. We have a picture for it. We just haven't done it yet. Huh. I'm not going to read Mojotech's suggestion because it's a really interesting suggestion. And I think it's one that's worth considering. So, Mojotech, you know what you said, and I like it. Joe the Red says consolation ribbons are also for losing two ultra rare monsters. That's true. But the reason they are untradeable is they were primarily used as prizes. Well, prizes for participating in contests that Jick ran way back in the day. Kitty RNYC says any other on the custom avatar forums with a period of wait for them. I really feel like. I really feel like we're not more than a month behind. I'm not sure. So, that is something that I'll have to ask Jick about. Hagibus says, iTunes does offer some non-DRM stuff. That's true, but they charge more for it, and it's still not completely DRM-free. It actually embeds your user information into the file when you download it. So if the file turns up somewhere else and you've been trading it like a naughty person, then they can come after you, which is kind of bullshit and means that it's not DRM-free. Plus, they're more expensive. They're like $1.29 rather than 99 cents. And they're higher quality, which actually doesn't... It makes it worse for me to have them at higher quality because that means that they take up more space on my pod. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? How about I not ever say, you know what I'm saying, again? Yeah, we'll do that. Istanbul says it's okay to dislike gangster rap and like Kanye West. Kanye is not gangster rap. Missy Elliott is another good rapper who doesn't go the bitches and bling route. That is true. Missy Elliott's really good. Also, Atmosphere. Excellent stuff. And I don't know. There are a few out there that are worth checking out. Dan Bob says, shameless plug. Scully, are you going to be playing trivia Saturday night at Columbus? I'm not sure. I just got here. I'm just going to roll up there and we'll see what happens. Hexmer says Encyclopedia Dramatica isn't exclusively 4chan. Yeah, whatever. Dr. Van Mojo says, welcome to Minnesota, Scully. Have you tried Summit yet? It's a local beer made in accordance to ancient German purity laws. Both their porter and IPA are excellent. IMO. Oh. I'll have to try Summit because I'm mourning the fact that you can't get Arrogant Bastard stuff out here. Nothing from the Stone Brewery. And that kills me. So I'm going to have to see if I can find some new stuff. I tried something called Surly Bender the other night, and that was really tasty. I forget who makes it, but it is damn tasty. It's like Guinness, only sweeter. Nice. Very nice stuff. Giga Shadow says, all of 4chan isn't like you're thinking. That's mostly just slash B. I suppose. I don't know. I've never seen any reason to spend any time there. Axis Shadowbane says, what is your opinion on thighs? I think I'm in between. As far as thighs go, I feel like I'm kind of in between appreciating them and not appreciating them. I'm kind of in between on thighs. Torek says, why is there such a large difference in volume between the music and Mr. Skullhead's voice on air? I don't know, guys. You're going to have to blame that on Winamp. I wish he would have told me which is louder, because I could probably fix it then. But as it is, Winamp sucks, and I will not use it to host another show, and then we'll be fine. I just have to figure out if anybody knows how to use Sam and Skype together. Let me know, because I would like to be able to do that on the shows that I play with Jake, which should begin next week, as per usual. Running out of steam. Running out of show. GLSB Newt says, are you excited about Smash Brothers Brawl? Kind of. I'm thinking it's a rental first, because I'm really, I'm not convinced they're going to be able to make it playable using the controls they want to use, because they're like, you're only going to use one button and gestures, and it's going to be really simplified, and it's going to be awesome, and I'm going to hold off on it and rent it before I play it. Aylwin says, seriously, searchable, sortable, filterable, clan stash, and closets? That's getting too long and hard to find anything. I think the filter thing is going to make a difference. That's what I would like to do. Lower Dragon tells me to ask Lex about Skype and Sam, which I shall. Unit 22 says, have you tried Trillian? I've tried Trillian. Does Trillian do voice? I like Trillian. I use it for all of my messaging needs, but I've never tried to use it for a voice, and it doesn't seem like it can. Yeah, I like Trillian. It made it so I could uninstall MSN Messenger, which made me so freaking happy. Iona says, hey guys, my husband thinks I play this game too much. Can you please tell him there is no such thing as too much? But Iona, there is such a thing as too much. If you're neglecting your husband to the point where he feels like you're always playing the game, then that's maybe too much. Because if you spent a little time with your husband, maybe a little naked time, maybe a little special time, then your husband wouldn't care if you spent the next 2 hours on Kingdom of Loathing. Right? Right. Ash points out, didn't you once say the player should be able to, if they wanted to, be able to play the game, be able to get enough meat to play the game? Well, many players farm for meat to be able to buy Mr. A's if they can't donate. What the hell is playing music? Wow. That was an ugly-ass page that just loaded up, and it made noise. Double lose. I Speculum checked in. Hey, I Speculum. And where was I? Echelon says, didn't you once say the players should be able to, if they wanted to, be able to play the game, be able to get enough meat to play the game well? Many players farm for meat to be able to buy Mr. A's if they aren't or can't donate. If the MPZR is nerfed, is there a way to respectably get meat to be able to do that? I still think you can get 4 million meat without the MPZR. I can't imagine that every meat farmer has one. I don't know. That is something that we will be taking into consideration, though, Ash. Never you mind. Thor Deantral said, when you said these nipples could cut ice, at the exact same moment my girlfriend aimed me with my nipples could cut glass. Wow. I found it rather hilarious. Thanks. And that was actually, Thor, that was because just before I said it, your girlfriend IM'd me with that as well, which is kind of weird. I don't really remember giving her my number. Mr. Skullhead says, Ponchos, in regards to the KOL calendar contest, were there any artists who were so bad that they were banned from future calendar contests? Fuck no. 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 There were... I would say maybe there were a couple of entries. I'm not going to say how many. Just maybe a couple of entries that seemed like people didn't spend enough time on it. Like, they didn't take it seriously enough. And I don't know. That didn't offend me. They're welcome to try again and spend a couple of more minutes on the thing and make it pretty. But I must stress that 98.75% of the entries were fan-fucking-tastic. Let's see. The music is much louder than my voice, says Torek. That would have to do with the volume of my microphone. Maybe I can do that. And that. And... no, microphone is all the way up. So maybe I can't fix that. Sorry. Giga Shadow says you can play Brawl with the GameCube controller or the classic controller. Interesting, interesting. I still think it's a rent. It's a rental. Out of questions. Just like that, Funnelot ran out of talk. Let's see. Yep, I'm looking at stuff. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? What? You what? I don't even understand that question, so I'm not even going to read it. Okay. Here's what we'll do. You have 4 minutes to send me 20 minutes worth of questions. I'll be back.
Store, I'm gonna buy you a really big hammer. did, then I could get back up and we could do it all over again. Well, all over again.
If Winamp crashes again. Looks like Winamp failed to crash. Excellent. And you know, when you fail to crash, you crash to fail. Palladium asks if rollover is going to stay the same Arizona time after the time change. I think in the past we have let rollover move with daylight savings time, even though Arizona does not do daylight savings time, essentially changing rollover time for us to keep it the same for everybody else. So I believe that's what we're going to continue to do. Lure Dragon says his Minnesota friends wonder what part of the state we moved to. We live in Minneapolis. Proper. Okay, here's what sucks. I speculate sending me pictures of a Halloween party he went to. So I was looking forward to Wednesday, you know, Wednesday, Halloween, you know, Halloween, gonna go to Halloween parties, gonna have some fun. And Saturday night, me and the missus wanted to go out with some of our Minneapolis friends, but couldn't really get a hold of anybody, so we just hung out, watched movies, etc. Found out later that pretty much everybody we knew either went to or had a Halloween party on fucking Saturday. And so nobody is having Halloween parties on Wednesday. So we just missed Halloween. Like, where do people get off not having their Halloween parties on Halloween? Or, you know, not calling us when we have a party. When they have a party. This picture of Merle dressed as the Tick. That's absolutely beautiful. But yeah, makes me a little sad that I'm not really going to do much for Halloween this year. Just too chaotic. But that's okay. We'll still watch Nightmare Before Christmas. We'll have some cider. Kids will be trick-or-treating. Good stuff. Okay. I will stop looking at those pictures. And whoa. Cat on the desk. Cat off the desk. Istanbul says, I can reliably make about 300,000 meat a day, and I don't use it in PCR. So, I mean, there you have it. That's every 4 days, you're getting a million. So, in less than a month, you can buy Mr. A. That's always the goal. Like, if you see an item first of the month that you want to get in Mr. Store, you should be able to farm enough meat to get the Mr. Accessory, to get that item before it's out of the store. And if you can do that, then we're not really nerfing anything. Mellowcork says, what was your favorite zone to write content for? Geez. The Wormwood stuff is still some of my favorite, even though it's new, you know. I enjoyed writing a lot of the monsters for the Center of Your Mind last year as well. Actually, you know, the Crimbo content last year was pretty freaking fun to mess around with. Not as fun as this year's going to be, but far less disappointing. Fred Levi says, today the Virtual Console had Castlevania 2. I still want Kirby Superstar. I'm looking forward to breaking out the consoles again, because they've been packed for over 2 weeks, and I can finally get back into it. I'm going to get My Sims for Cheshire 5, because it looks like a Sims game. It's funny, like, every review I've read of My Sims has been, it's so simplistic, it just lacks the, you know, micromanaging, you know, the ability to adjust every little thing your Sim does that made the other titles so great. And to me, it's like, it's a Sims game that lacks the complete and utter tedium that I've come to expect from Sims games, where, like, instead of tricking the retard into taking a bath, you can actually go out and do stuff. So, yeah, I'm probably going to pick up My Sims for her. I still want to play Order of the Phoenix for the Wii. And Mario Galaxy's coming out soon. That makes me really, really happy. If I didn't mention that yet. Russ or Better says, is my question about a digital shirt from Pixel so bad you won't read it? No, I just didn't see it. It's alright. That's what Smash Brothers Brawl is. Or Dojo. I was looking for the Dojo site. You can create your own stages. That's kind of exciting. That's a little insane. That's going to be very entertaining. You can send them to Nintendo. Oh, very interesting. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to playing Smash Brothers. I just want to make sure it's something that I'm going to want to play more than a day before I buy it. That's all. I am excited about it. Too much silence. Mango Feet says, I love the Undying Battle. Who wrote that one? That was Riff. That was all Riff. And that, yeah, that made me laugh out loud. Lislar says, refreshments kick ass. Yes, they do. And if you like the refreshments, check out Roger Klein. Because it's the same guy. And he's very good. Mukiba says, since Cobb's Knob and Spooky Raven Manor are able to be open, will the sleazy back alley follow suit? Well, you know, we talked about Hobopolis for a long time, but there are other things that we need to write that are a little more pressing. Help Ponjos asks if I still need a Game Boy DS charger from 2 weeks ago. No, I needed it so that I could play on my trip out here while Jazzerfly was driving, and I got it. I bought the little $10 multi-charger and Mario 64 for the DS, which is neat. It's like Mario 64, only they made the camera work. So I'm enjoying the hell out of it, except that it's not really a gameplay thing, but it bugs me that I have to spend the first couple of levels as Yoshi. It's like, I'm playing a Mario game, motherfucker. I want little guy in a red cap to be running around. I don't want Yoshi in there. I don't really like Yoshi. He's the Scrappy-Doo of the Mario universe. Why does he get to have all the fun? Why can't it just be Mario? But other than that, very fun game. Spent hours, many a happy hour on the road playing it when I wasn't trying to keep my cat from peeing all over the car. My cat. If anybody wants a cheap cat, I will gladly sell him. No, I won't. You can't have my cat. Mango Feet says, how many hundreds of lucky surprise eggs do I have to eat to see a rare tiny plastic? You know, as many as it takes, man. It's hard to say. Ponder says, Mr. Skullhead, cable or satellite? Cable. I just never saw the point of satellite because I'm already getting my internet through a cable anyway. Might as well get the TV too, although Comcast is... I noticed my DVR wasn't working after Comcast came and set it up, which... Okay, in Phoenix, when you have Cox Cable and you're serviced by Cox, Big Cox, you know, they're kind of a big company. Floppy Cox, you know, they're not rigid in their standards. But when you're being serviced by Cox, you can go to the store, your Cox outlet, if you will, and you can pick up your cable box and your cable modem, and you can goddamn well hook up your own cable. But Comcast insisted on bringing somebody out here, charging me $100, and they set up my cable box, which is they ran some cable around the room from where the outlet was to where I wanted it to be, just kind of, you know, stapled it to the ceiling, and then they screwed the coaxial cable into the cable box. So after that expert installment of my cable, it turns out they gave me a cable box that doesn't have a DVR in it, even though I was paying them for a DVR. So now somebody has to come back out with a box so that they can plug it in for me. It's like, could I not just go and get the cable box from you and have it before 48 hours from now? And they're like, no. We have to send a guy to come and screw in a coaxial cable. Like, I've been doing that ever since I bought my first 8-bit Nintendo. I'm pretty sure I can do it. Kills me. Absolutely kills me. More questions. Iridia says you have a cat in your lap now, haven't you? No. I don't. I was going to. But he didn't. He didn't jump up. Giga Shadow says you just now found the Smash Brother Dojo, Scully. It's been updating daily for months. No, I've been on there plenty. It's just that I hadn't been there in a while and I forgot what the address was. And Smash Brothers Dojo redirects to Nintendo.com. Let's see. Iona says, Scully, are you any good at Scrabble? I'm pretty good, but not as good as Jezzerfly. She is amazing at Scrabble. She could kick my ass at Scrabble. Echelon says, hey, Scully, there's an Irish pub downtown Minneapolis near the really huge hotel downtown by the convention center. I went there years ago. It was awesome. Go check it out. I shall. I've been enjoying going around Minneapolis because it's awesome. Ponder says, so, Mr. Scully, where are you going to be for Halloween? I think we had finally decided, Jess and I, since we started dating, have done couples costumes. Not to be obnoxiously cute, but just because it's cool that there are two of us and we can do stuff like that. So the first year that we did that, we did Gwyneth Paltrow and Luke Wilson's characters from the Royal Tenenbaums. We did Dream and Delirium from Sandman 1 year. We did Vincent Vega and Mia Wallace 1 year. Last year we did Vincent Van Gogh and Starry Night. She went to Starry Night, and I went as Vincent Van Gogh. This year I wanted to do Mr. and Mrs. Incredible from The Incredibles. I thought that would be really cool. But just as we were thinking about throwing it together, like, surprise, no parties. Hot. Sadness. Sans de moi. Ponder says, Mr. Scullett, have you played any of the games in the Myst series? If so, what's your favorite? You know, I've only played Myst. And of the one that I've played, I'd have to say my favorite was Myst. But, yeah, Myst was good. I have to see if I can find that again. The 2 years ago, the one that was about to come out was being demoed at PAX, and it was really cool. So I'm going to have to see if I can find a copy of that in a format that I can play. By which I mean purchase and have, yeah. Right. Let's see. I think it's time, maybe a little early, but we can go ahead and get off the mic and let iSpeculum have it for a while, and I will see you tomorrow in about 14 hours, actually. No. 16 hours? If right now it's 10 o'clock where you are, then I'll be on at 2 in the afternoon. So, see you then with my music show, and hopefully Jick and I doing Skype next Monday. Thank you for listening, and good night.
You alone now.